Oyinkosola Alabi, popularly referred to as the Emotions Doctor, is a productivity enhancement and life validation strategist. A psychologist by training, she helps individuals, achievers, and organizations increase performance using emotional intelligence tools and proprietary methodologies. Oyinko serves as the lead researcher and facilitator at Emotion City, Africa's leading center for emotional intelligence, where she has been a consultant and confidant to CEOs. She is the first female founder of an emotional intelligence academy in Africa and is the convener of Africa's first Emotional Intelligence Week. Her work has taken her to 30 states in Nigeria, Ghana, Egypt, Kenya, South Africa, Rwanda, UAE, Cairo, Madrid, Germany, United Kingdom, and the United States. Oyinkosola is the first African to attend the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, a Goldman Sachs scholar, one of the 100 most influential women in Nigeria in 2019, an author, a musical artist, and a spiritual leader. She's a member of the Forbes Business Council and the British Psychological Society. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Oyinkosola Alabi.
Hello, singles. How you doing? It's my pleasure to be bringing this beautiful gist and to embark on this journey with you. I have noticed something in some parts of the African culture, and I'm restricting to Africa because I'm not sure if other countries share the same sentiment. But I'm aware that in some parts of Nigeria, or let's just say Nigeria, really, being single looks like some level of shame, disappointment, and dissatisfaction. It just looks like no matter what has happened in your life, if this hasn't happened, you don't deserve to be happy. You don't deserve a life of meaning. You know, you don't deserve to be celebrated. You know, like marriage is a validating force, or marriage validates, you know, and in everything that you do, be desperate enough, or anything, whatever you can do, just ensure that you get married. Marriage is beautiful, especially because it was designed by God. Partnership, mutual love and respect, beautiful, beautiful union, beautiful design with a vision, a mission statement, and definitely a family constitution. So marriage, as designed by God, is for us to replicate God's love for us to somebody else. While you are waiting on that, and while you desire that, I am here to let you know that you shouldn't lose yourself in between all of that. You are valuable with or without. You are validated with or without. You are important with or without. You deserve to love yourself, be loved, and be respected with or without. So, we're embarking on this journey together. A journey of affirmations for singles, where we are reminding ourselves of our beauty, of our honor, of our love, of everything that we deserve. We're not incomplete. God did not create anybody incomplete. He created all of us to be complete and to align and partner with each other. So nothing is missing, nothing is broken. We desire something beautiful because it is not good for a man to be alone, but it also does not mean that we're deficient or something is wrong with us. So let's embark on the journey of affirmation for singles together, where we are reciting and reminding ourselves more than ever before of who we are, what we desire, what we will attract, and when we attract what we attract, how we will nurture, preserve, and sustain and love the miracle of partnership and the miracle of love. So let's start. I am love and love dwells in me. I, O ye consoler, I am love and love dwells in me. I am love and love dwells in me. I also have the capacity to love. I have the capacity to love. My childhood negative experiences have no control over me. My childhood negative experiences have no control over me. My traumas have no control over me. My past have no control over me. My pain has no control over me. Any negative experience I have experienced as a child, they have no control over me. Whether in sexual abuse or drug or parental neglect or rejection, they do not have any control over me. I was created perfect. I was designed perfect by a perfect God. My childhood negative experiences, they have no control over me. I am a child of God. Christ in me, the hope of my nation. Christ in me, the hope of my family. Christ in me, the hope of my workplace. I am single and happy. I am single and fulfilled. I am single and honored. I am single and respected. As I desire marriage, I speak over myself that I will be with the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. A human being that understands me, a human being that desires to love me, a soul that desires to sustain, to nurture, to pamper me, a soul that respects me, a soul that will love me, a soul that understands the need for mutual submission, a man that will go out of his way to love me as Christ loved the church, a woman that will submit to me. I am worthy of love and I will love somebody else. I am worthy of honor. I am worthy of attention. I am worthy of affection. I am love and love dwells in me. I will take pleasure in loving my partner. I will take pleasure in loving my spouse. I will take pleasure in loving my partner. Forgiveness lives in me. I forgive daily. I forgive myself. I will forgive my spouse. Forgiveness lives in me. I forgive daily. I forgive myself. I will forgive my spouse. Love lives in me. In the morning, I reside in love. In the afternoon, love dwells in me. At night, love flows from me. Love lives in me. Love lives in me. I have eyes that see and ears that hear. I will not make a marital mistake. I will not make a marital mistake. I will not make a marital mistake, because deep calls unto deep. So today I call forth my spouser. Deep calls unto deep. A kind soul, a loving soul, a good soul, someone who will follow the tenets of the word of God, someone who will respect and love me. In everything that I do, I will prioritize my self and prioritize my partner. I will take responsibility for being loyal. I will take responsibility for being faithful. I will take responsibility for being vulnerable. I will be faithful in my relationship. I will be loyal in my relationship. I will be respectful in my relationship. Oh, I will submit in my relationship. I will offer what I desire to be offered. I will serve what I desire to be served. God will be proud of me in my relationships. God will be proud of me in my marriage. My marriage will be modeled after the word of God, where respect dwells in. We will have a family constitution where everybody is contributing as a whole. We are contributing to the family constitution because we understand that our family is a factory, and we know that nations are built from families. In our home, there will be peace. In our home, there will be love. In our home, there will be mutual respect. We decree and declare today that the children we will raise will be for signs and wonders. Oh, we decree and declare today that our home, we have a vision that will please God. We have a mission statement, a mission that will please God. As a single lady, while I wait, as a single man, while I wait, I take pleasure in investing in myself. I take pleasure
pleasure in reading empowering words. I take pleasure in designing my life. I take pleasure even at work. I am single and successful. I am single and happy. People will see me at work and radiate and see the glory of God upon me. They will see me everywhere I show up and they will see the glory of God upon me. Oh, while I wait, I receive wisdom. While I wait, I receive clarity. While I wait, I receive direction. Whatever good I lay my hands upon will prosper. Oh, whatever good I lay my hands upon will prosper. I am kind and kindness lives in me. I am love and love dwells in me. I am kind and kindness lives in me. Anyone who would distract me from my future, I would never meet in life. Anyone who would disturb my peace, my love, my respect, my honor, I would never meet in life. In every relationship I get into, I would take pleasure in hearing the voice of God. I would take pleasure in following the voice of God. I would take pleasure in obeying the voice of God. Whatever God calls sin, I will call sin. Whatever God calls sin, I will flee from. I will take pleasure in pleasing God. Because I am single and successful, and I have the Spirit of God on the inside of me. God lives in me. Everything that I think about aligns with the Word of God. It aligns with the thoughts of God about me. It aligns, the Word of God and my words align together. The thoughts of God and my thoughts align. I am a God in my industry. I am an oracle. I am a consultant. I am single and worthy. I am single and honorable. I am single and respected. I am single and successful. Oh, I am single and worthy. I am single and honorable. I am single and successful. My marriage will be beautiful. My marriage will be desired by others. My marriage will be peaceful. It will be filled of love and filled with love, full of forgiveness and filled with forgiveness, full of patience and filled with patience, full of maturity and filled with maturity. This is what I confess. This is who I am. This is the world that my words have created. This is my life. I am love and love dwells in me. I am kind and kindness dwells in me. I have compassion. I have empathy. I am single and purposeful. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this timeless teaching. For bookings or details on the Emotion City, please visit www.emotioncity.com.